Watch what crap happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Bantam Blender podcast. Joining me, as usual, is Ronnie Karam from trashtalktv.com and the Rosebrick's Bachelor podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How's it going? We made it. We made it to Wednesday.
Yes, we sure did. And it's Below Deck Day, which I love. It's a good episode.
Love Below Deck Day. Before we dive into it, of course, we have to remind everyone that tickets go on sale this Friday for Social Hall San Francisco, our big Bay Area show we're doing on November 4th. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. PST, Pacific Time. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com. There'll be links to the tickets there, and we'll be posting it all over our social media because, you know, we're crazy like that. But we want everyone from the Bay Area to come and just, you know, be sure to buy your tickets early, buy them soon, buy them quickly.
Because these are a party for us. I've never gotten to go out in San Fran. This is going to be so exciting.
Really?
Yeah, I've never gone out there. I've never spent time there.
Whoa, well, this is going to be pure madness. Well, it's a Saturday night show, everyone. So, you know, it's going to be wild, crazy, fun times.
Yes, that one is going to be a party.
And you know what? For some reason, I always remember the date, November 4th, because in high school, November 4th was the day that I got drunk for the first time. Like, I drank alcohol. And for some reason, I was like, I'll always remember this day, November 4th. Well, guess what? It will be the anniversary of me getting drunk for the first time at our show, so it's very special.
Whoa, that is. I wish I'd written that down, like when I did it.
I remember it. I remember it very, very well. I drank all of 3 beers, and I was like, whoa, what a crazy thing. Oh my God, I'm peeing so much. What's happening? And I remember telling my friend, my high school friend, Greg Ivory, he was sort of like, he like held my hand through the process. And it was very exciting for me because he was like super popular. And I was like, wow, like Greg's taking me under his wing. And, you know, I remember sitting there like drinking beer and being like, okay, cool. And then I was very much like Jen on Below Deck. I was like, okay, all right. And then I was like, I'm on my second beer. And Greg turned to me and he goes, Ben, boys count, men drink. And I was like, oh.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a very important, deep experience to have with someone who's close. And the first time, it's someone who's holding your hand.
I mean, he wasn't physically holding my hand, but it was like a
spiritual. Yeah, I know.
I never felt cooler than I think when Greg told me that. I was like, wow, I'm like, I'm part of this world now. I'm with the cool kids.
Whenever I've given people that look, it's like, now you get it.
Well, guess what? Greg Ivory lives in the Bay Area, so who knows? Maybe there'll be like a drinking reunion. Who knows, everyone? It could all happen. There's so much magic in
there. There will be an anniversary celebration. That's for damn sure.
That's right. I'm going to have a drink on stage to honor my... It'll be 20... Oh, my God. It happened in 95? I don't remember. Maybe 95. So 22 years.
Don't try and remember, because when I hear years, little slivers come back to me, and I don't like that.
Well, to quote Greg Ivory, boys count... Men drink. Who cares about the years? Am I right?
It's not even that I'm counting or feeling old. It's just it triggers something in my brain that's like, this is the year you fell down those stairs, member, or whatever, you know. Random traumas.
That was a great night. I'm giving you the truncated version. It was just a formative night in my life. But anyway, what's even more formative for some of these people is yachting.
And hell yeah.
Learning the ropes.
Let's give a shout out to Miss Kate Chastain, a friend of this podcast and a friend in real life.
Yes.
Kate has her podcast finally starting this
week. That's amazing.
So good. Go listen. It's called After Deck.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. Yeah. It's like just unfiltered Kate.
Yeah.
You know, giving her opinion.
Kate is very, very funny in real life. Well, people have heard her on this show several times before and know that she's really funny. It's not just on the show. And one thing that has made me really happy this season, and I feel like we really started to see it with this episode, is that Bitchy Kate is back. Passive aggressive. She was happy last season because she was in that relationship. But now she's like out of the relationship and it's like back to classic Kate. And I'm just really happy about it.
But also she kept some of that like giggly partiness.
Yeah. 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 It's been a great look. And this episode had some classic Kate in it. I was just thrilled.
And I'm already really liking this crew. Like Jen, okay? When it's showing the previously, and it's like Jen is still worried if she's being insulted. You're being insulted, okay? You get that you're being insulted. It's okay. It's okay.
The thing is, she doesn't really get when she's being truly insulted. So, for instance, this episode begins where the last one left off, where they're all drunk at a club, and Jen's in the bathroom being like, I never get like this, ever. Kate, I never get like this. And Kate just goes, I know, me either. Which sounds empathetic, but it's actually her way of saying, yeah, I don't get like this, and you're being like this.
It's also that thing where the girl's like, you might be mad at me, but now we have to bond because I'm wasted. So you're supposed to like lead me around and pat my head and tell me it's okay.
Yeah.
You know? And I like that Kate's like, I'm in my own stall and now I'm leaving you. And she's like, no! It's like a mom leaving the store, you know, if you refuse to come.
Yeah, exactly. Jen comes running out, like toilet paper bound around her leg.
Don't leave me! Was she making fun of me? Or was she just trying to help me? She was making fun of you.
So meanwhile, Bree is dancing the club, and Matt, the chef, is getting excited. He's like really into her. He's like, oh, check out that body.
Yeah, he gets a couple of drinks and is like, yeah!
Balloon nut! So Nico's like, all right, this crew is a little too getting too drunk. I'm going to take them back. And Kate's like, all right, have fun. I'm going to go see Hot Jesus. So
maybe she's been doing this the whole time where she's like, I worked hard. I'm going to go get laid on the dock, you know, and we just didn't see it. But the new part is that she's showing it. And I love that because that shit's perfect. Like, I took care of all these idiots. I'm going to that tiny boat with the hot guy with long hair. And I'm going to make him feel like a used slut. You know, not used, but like temporary. And then kiss him goodbye and get back to life.
I like Hot Jesus's bedside manner. He's like, small body. Very nice, actually. I'm like, oh.
Well, just keep the mouth flat. That.
Keep the mouth closed and just.
Thanks for your Amazon review, sir. God.
Verified. He's with Vine. Yeah. Isn't that what it's called? Their verified thing is Amazon Vine or something?
It is?
I don't know.
I just look for the verified purchase. I'm like, how about you verify that purchase first, sir? Okay.
He's like, Mike H. Chastain arrived and she was broken. One star.
And she tells him, I'm going to teach you something. And she probably taught him how to fold that napkin shape.
Probably. His napkins will now stand up.
She probably literally taught him how to do a fitted sheet.
So now the rest of the crew is back on the boat. They're all drunk. And so Chris is back to trying to hitting on Bree. And he's like, ugh, I like your hair. She's like, And he's like, yeah, vulnerability looks good on me. Pretty girls like this shit.
Like, and then he goes, you know, you're hard to read. Like she is. She's eating peanut butter with a spoon. Okay. Which means she don't want to kiss you.
Yeah.
And she's giving you a dirty look. She's really not hard to read, okay? So good for her for just saying, she goes, well, I was thinking, she's looking at him like, what isn't hard to read for you, you know? Like, he just says that to, like, meters, newspapers, everything he comes across. But Brie was like,
warning labels.
Yeah, she's like, you know what, thanks, but I'm not currently romantically attracted to you, okay? Good night! Bye! And he goes, I was thrown off my game.
Yeah. Yeah, not yeah.
I said she was hot. How could she refuse me?
I showed how vulnerable I was. And when I told her that sometimes I'm not always in the mood for vodka, That's vulnerability.
Should have slapped her on the ass. Vulnerability. Like, yeah, you don't get it.
Yeah.
I like the little tiny clips they put in here as usual, but this one was Baker and drunk, or yeah, drunk in bed, and she even burps really loudly like she talks. She's like,
She's like, yeah, the next morning, she's like, guys, I got crunk last night.
Again, no, you didn't.
So everyone's like,
if you did, we would see it. There were cameras. Please get crunk, though, if that's... If you could do that, do it, please.
Yes, please. So everyone's like, where's Kate? It's 10 a.m. Where's Kate? Where's Kate? And sure enough, she walks in. Because Captain Lee's like, well, I want to see Kate. I want to see that goddamn chief stew. So charming. And so
what, is she in church or something? Praying, huh? And Jen's like, yeah, like the church. She's going to have to go to the other church and get forgiveness or whatever. And he's like, ah, God, Kate, come on. Like, he likes it. So I think this has happened before, where he's like, ah, there goes Kate, down the dock.
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, he must really like Kate if he can be so cavalier about her showing up at 10 a.m. in last night's clothing.
Yeah, he's more comfortable, too. Like, when does he come sit in the kitchen and talk to people?
Yeah, that's strange. It's weird.
I'm uncomfortable. Yeah, he's like, morning, huh? Wow, good to see you girls running around the kitchen. It's like, what are you doing here? Go upstairs.
Yeah. This random interruption is brought to you by our super premium Patreon sponsor, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster. So now it's time to, it's like doc stuff. It's like time to help Bruno with the doc. It's like, don't drag on the doc. Oh, they had like some, maybe it was the slide or whatever. It's like, don't drag on the doc, Bruno. Don't drag on the doc. We need chamois. Chamois. Chamois.
And every time they cut to Bruno, he's like, oh, I'm tired. Even when he's by himself, like just wiping a window, he's like, oh, I'm tired, window.
Hermit crab, I'm tired. I tired.
I'm tired, slide.
I'm so tired. So then Kate's having a bagel. By the way, I respect Kate's bagel game. I do appreciate that. And now everyone's making jokes about, like, so Kate, you went to church. She's like, yeah, Jesus came. I saw God twice. And Captain Lee goes, heh, that must have been some mass.
Huh? Huh? All right, you crazy kids. I'm going to look the other way over here. Oh, there's pancakes. Going to eat those. Thanks for breakfast, guys. Like, okay, thanks, casual captain.
Captain.
I like when they showed Nico telling Chris to get the chamois, and Chris goes, could you go get it for me? Like, no, he just told you to get it. Fucking Chris. People hate Chris. I'm loving Chris. I think he's hilarious. I love that kind of guy. It's like, I don't even know if he's an asshole. It's just like he really doesn't know. When your boss tells you, go get the mop, you go get the mop. You don't ask him to go get the mop for you.
He's a disaster. Although we've seen worse disasters, but he's definitely a disaster.
And I like that he just has natural eyebrows. They're so big.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next? So, Captain Church... Jen Nico,
it's sad. It's the 3-month anniversary of Nico's brother dying. That's super sad. But luckily, to lighten the mood, Jen has decided that she's going to iron on the deck in her bikini. So she's like ironing up there. She's like, yes, son. And
Kate was making it like a field trip because Jen was like, I'm so sick of being inside. I want to be outside ironing. She's like, you could do it. You could do it. Like, go for it. Yeah, go for it. I just ate a bagel. Did you see that? Like, you've never seen that before, and you never will again. Let's party.
10 out of 11 people found Hot Jesus's Amazon review of me to be very helpful, so...
So let's get outside, little one. So Jen gets on her bikini, and Kate starts swilling a beer. Who are you?
Yeah, it was
weird.
She's
like, it's not rehab. I'll swill a beer on a day off if I want to. I was like, what happened to you? Please let it keep happening. I love it.
It's like a horror movie. Kate Chastain went off to a small boat, but the person that came back was not Kate Chastain.
She's fun. Everyone's
she
like,
went
no!
to the Black Lodge.
Yeah. It's like, Kate's having fun. No escape. Like, villagers running.
Villagers running away from
Yeah. She's like, ha. LOLing in the street.
I'm going to swill a beer. And sit in a relaxed way on a countertop.
So Nico gets upset because, you know, he's seeing Kate with the beer and it's like, what's happening? Everything's changing so fast. Just kidding. Also because he's really sad. And so Jen, he goes off. Yeah, Jen's in a bikini. Everything's upside down right now.
Yeah.
On the show. Yeah. Nico's like, nothing makes sense anymore.
Yeah. So he calls his girlfriend. It was so sad. You know, he's sitting, he's crying and talking about, you know, the pressure he's on the boat and the pressure in his family and how he's not there for his mom right now. It was just really sort of gut-wrenching. So Nico. So then to something lighter, we then go for – it's now time for the meeting, like the meeting about the next charter guest, et cetera. And I don't know if you noticed it. Did you notice how while they're like showing up to the meeting, the music was like this upbeat – like dancey house music where there was like a lady in the background being like, woo-hoo, hoo-hoo,
ha-ha-hoo. Yes, I noticed it because it happened right after Nico was sobbing on the dock. I was like, okay, thanks, guys. Like, sadness. And it's like, woo-hoo.
It almost sounded like generic, you know, music that plays in a porno, you know?
Skinamax,
yeah.
Yeah, there were a couple. When they do the tour later with the ladies who come on, it is very like ding, ding.
Oh, yeah, that's the down tempo, a down tempo softcore porn soundtrack, yes.
Yeah. Very much so. So the staff meeting, the captain's like, all right, guys, it's crazy. The people in here who don't understand numbers, and that's about four of you, we got eight people, which is two more, okay? Plus, they're all women. So get ready for some bad driving. Am I right, guys? Just kidding, guys. Just kidding.
The primary's name is Susan Winters McIntosh. Try to guess which one's her last name and which one's her first name, huh? She's a real estate agent from Palm Springs. Yeah.
Does she get to keep both the rings with the hyphen? Huh? Just kidding, guys. Okay, so he's basically like, these girls are getting together. They're going to get shit-faced, and they want a disco party.
Kate's like, not that original, but at least it's better than an 80s party. Hmm. So
the captain is like, work, work. And right behind his head is a lot of Gatorade, which is good placement. You know, he's like, guys, this is better than water for getting hydrated. All right. All right. We'll see you later. Don't fuck it up.
Don't let Bruno take all the Gatorade.
Oh, God, I'm so tired for
Gatorade. I'm tired, though. So speaking of Bruno, Nico's like outside trying to teach his delinquent deck crew. Not delinquent, but underperforming deck crew had to do knots again. And poor Bruno is like, he's like, all right, you tie it like the rope goes to the right and then the left and through the loop. He's like, oh, okay, rope go left and then unravel, right? No.
He's like, do you tie your shoes? No, my God, I'm so tired. Slip-ons. All slip-ons. God damn it. And then Baker, she's like, oh, yeah. Like when a drunk sailor comes out of the hole. And then he gets drunk again and falls back in the hole. I'm like, okay, Baker, okay.
I kind of feel like Baker's spirit animal is the 7-Up dot with the sunglasses. You know, from like the late 80s, early 90s. I just feel like that's Baker.
I love Baker. I didn't see that happening.
Yeah. So poor Bruno, he's struggling. It's like, come on, like rabbit ears. But they're no rabbit. I'm tired.
Why do rabbits have ears? They don't understand English. I'm so tired.
Why do I have to stay awake until rabbit go to sleep? So then I like how when Bruno's tying the knot, trying to tie his knot, the music is all tense, like dun 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 dun. Will he tie a knot? Can he do it?
Around the stairwell. It's like not even the real, you know. It's like dun dun dun. Oh God!
It's just a knot for decorations. It's not even anything that has to. It's like functional for the yacht. So dire, all this ropes and going through loops and stuff.
So Nico has some private time with Bree. Yeah. She's like, how are you? And he's like, there's a lot going on. I'm sad. And she's like, you want to look at the stars while I play three chords on a ukulele? And he's like, fuck yes, I do.
Yeah, because she's like, should I bring the ukulele? Yes, bring the ukulele. Let's do this. If we're going to do it, let's do it right. Ukulele!
Like every sad song ever. Played on the ukulele.
Yeah. So they're lying up there on that little sun deck thing or the bunny deck or whatever. I forget which one's which. But Nico's basically telling Bree about how useless Chris is and the stress he's under. And she's like, blim, 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 blim,
blim, blim, blim, blim. I was impressed that she could play like that. Were you?
Well, in the beginning, I wasn't impressed because it sounded like she was just strumming. Like she just was like, And then it was like, blim, 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 blim. But then I wondered, was it put in post? I don't know.
I don't think they make anybody look smarter on purpose. That's post. True.
Yeah, that I would believe be she did. She did live in Kauai, so.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked that she was like, I'm going to share my ukulele. And he was like, let's lay and watch the stars. It was cute. Yeah,
it actually was really cute.
And he's like, you smell like peanut butter, and that's okay. Just kidding.
That's okay. The next morning, so we cut to Kate telling the Stews, okay, what I want you guys to do is a quick, quick, quick vacuum. And I was like, I kind of feel like Kate does that to everyone. Like she walks into a bank and tells the teller, okay, so before I deposit this, I just need you to do a quick, quick, quick vacuum.
Okay. Okay, I'd like you to do a quick, quick, quick request of my PIN number right here at this machine. Like, okay.
Can you just organize these pens first before you take on my deposit? Thank you.
Jen, she's like, I really think I got my groove down with vacuuming. And then they show her pulling on the vacuum cord thing like, what? Come on, vacuum. God, come on. Crazy.
She's like, I don't want to get too comfortable because that's when a curveball gets thrown. And they show a picture. Then they cut to her throwing what appears to be a bouncy ball that ricochets off of like four different walls. I actualized my curveball.
It curved. I win. It's like, oh my God. It's so much easier for stupid people.
Yeah.
So we get the cleaning montage and the struggle with the vacuum. And then the captain's just walking around like, all right, step it up, step it up. Waste not, want not. Spring leads to summer. Four seats. Like whatever advice he can get out, you know. Yeah. So the guests start arriving, and Jen says, she looks like Vicky from The Housewives. And Kate's like, I feel like they all kind of do.
It's almost like we're on the same network. Huh. You know, now
and they do.
They do, largely because they wear the same things as Vicky Gunvalson. And speaking of clothing, I feel like now would be a really good time to mention one of our sponsors, Stitch Fix.
Oh my God.
This is exciting. I've been waiting all week to talk about the sponsor Stitch Fix because for you guys who don't know, Stitch Fix is like one of those boxes, you know, that like comes with clothing and you choose which ones you like and then you send the other ones you don't like or you don't fit or whatever. You send it back and you pay for the ones you keep, etc. You know, it's like that sort of thing. So,
membership box.
Yeah, it's a membership box. So Stitch Fix sent us boxes, and we had to like sign up online. And you know, it was this past month has been really busy with the LA show and the Chicago show, and like you know, we're getting these emails like you have to sign up for the Stitch Fix box. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. And I sat down. I was like, ugh, I don't really feel like signing up for something right now just because I'm like busy. And I sat down and I got sucked into the sign. I had so much fun signing up because it's like, would you wear this? I'm like, yes, no, yes, yes. I felt like I was in the store myself. I was having so much fun.
Yeah, it's like one of those BuzzFeed things where they're like, what kind of pants cut? And they show all the different colors. And I'm like, it's going to tell me about my personality.
Yeah. And it's like, would you categorize yourself as like business casual or casual or this? I was like, I don't know. I think I'm like this. And I was like envisioning like, what do I want to look like and all this. And I got super, super into it. And so
I actually did too. And you know, I'm weird about dressing. I'm like, get me some Old Navy pants.
Yeah.
But I believed in it because they kept even people like me. They're like, do you want this pant, which looks good on normal people, or this one, which is still straight and it'll look good okay with your knock knees?
Yeah.
But also, you know, like it was nice. It gave me off. It didn't make me feel like I was left out of cute clothes.
Yeah, it was
know?
Like very specific questions. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. And then at the end, they have this thing where they're like, oh, leave a note because leave a note for the stylist. The more information they have for you, the better. I was like, okay. I'm like, I kind of felt like, I was like, well, there's probably not really a stylist. They probably just have like a set that they send to everyone. And I just like, there's some check boxes, et cetera, like an algorithm science, et cetera. But I was like, well, we're doing a Chicago show next week for a podcast. So something cool to wear for that would be awesome. Well,
hey, that's where I got mine too.
Yeah. Is that what you said on yours also?
Yep. Cause I need a dress shirt.
So the box arrived, over the weekend, and I opened up and there was like a letter from the stylist that was like, oh my God, that's so cool. You're doing a Chicago show. Well, first of all, you're in LA and like going to Chicago is gonna be a little cooler. So here's a neat outfit for the airplane. I was like, wait a second. this is not a robot. This was like someone who actually really listened to me. I was like already like very flattered. And then she like she created an entire outfit for just the plane ride. And then she picked out some shirts for the stage. Unfortunately, the shirts were like a little big on me, so I had to send those back. But my plane outfit, Ronnie, I loved it. I was like, oh my God, I've not felt this stylish in quite a long time.
Yeah, my stuff is cute too. I was like, look, I'm lazy. I work at home. I'm sloppy. I like Crocs. But I have to leave the house because I walk my dog or I have to go to Whole Foods. Like, I can't look totally pathetic, you know? Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's like cute, comfortable, good stuff. Good job, Stitch. Yeah. And then the stuff that I didn't keep, you know, you choose what you want, and you pay for that. And the stuff you don't keep, it's already nicely folded, you know? Mm-hmm. You just put it into this plastic bag they give you, rip off the tape. There's already the address on there. And then you just drop it in the mail bin.
Yeah, and also, by the way, we should clarify that when we called it a subscription box, that there's actually no subscription required, because you can do like a monthly thing or a quarterly, or you can just do it whenever you feel like it. So it actually has some flexibility. And every box comes with 5 items. You only pay for what you keep. You do this whole style profile thing. And I don't know, I'm secretly already very excited for the next box. I'm like ready for the next box to come this week. And this is going to this is dangerous, but I'm excited. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah.
So here's what people have to know, because everyone's like, okay, shut up. Get back to Below Deck. Here's what you have to know. Get started now at stitchfix.com/crappens, and you'll also get 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/crappens to try Stitch Fix today. stitchfix.com/crappens. And by the way, I would have kept all 5 because I liked the two shirts that I had to send back. I was really sad because I really liked them. They just were a little too big.
Yeah, one just didn't look as cute on me.
Yeah.
But that's so thank you guys. All Thanks, right, guys. Let's get back to the dick.
The velour. Yeah,
so SS this velour. Is all Orange County people. Mm-hmm. And the ladies literally go, woohoo!
Yeah.
Woohoo! At everything. And I love a fan. Like a Vicky fan, you know? Mm-hmm. That's rare these days. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of woohooing. Stop it.
Yeah, and Susan's like, are you guys ready for us? And Kate just gives her this flat face. Like, I'm giving you my best resting bitch face I possibly can without endangering our tip.
Yeah. I know I'm seeing you for the first time, but I already know you. Lots of wooing and yaying and lots of straw hats. And correct, ma'am. That totally is correct.
So then, Kate, then it's like a montage of the boat tour. Like, and here's our bunny deck, and here's where you'll be having dinner, and here's where your disco will be, and here's where you can scream woohoo at things, and there's a dolphin.
And the girls, someone put this on a vision board. And I love when it's all girls, because they cheer each other on, you know? She's like, cheers, honey, girl. You made it happen. You made this happen. Like her friend had this goal, and they got it.
Gosh darn it, they made it happen.
Yeah. She's like, welcome to your dream, honey, girl. Like, you go, girls. I love girls.
So now it's time to leave the dock. And there's some... Anytime the boat leaves the dock or comes into dock... There's always dock drama. And now it's like dock drama. Ropes and ropes and ropes. And Captain Lee's like, there's a stern line. There's a spring line. Spring line. He's at the stern line. Spring line. Spring line.
Yeah. These people don't just learn one time. It's like, God damn it. It's like, yes. Yes, please. Every time. Please, Captain. He's like, get that goddamn spring line on. I could easily do $250,000 in damage on this dock. All right? And Chris is like, did we hit something?
Meanwhile, like, all the glasses on the table are flung onto the floor.
Nope. Yeah, he's like, don't worry, I saw this. Kathy Bates survives every time. Everybody relax.
Get that fucking spring line. And Captain Lee's like, I'm madder than a pissed-on chicken. I kind of think a chicken would enjoy that, to be honest.
I feel like that's something you only know when you've pissed on a chicken, which makes me love him even more. Because, of course, he has. Goddamn chicken, you're just going to goddamn stand there? Fine, get pissed on. Yeah. Well, he got mad. Someone got mad.
What sort of chicken? What sort of chicken just stands there and takes it? Maybe a hot chicken.
Yeah, chickens have a lot more fight in them than you would think. Like, they have an attitude. They're like, "Ugh!" That's what chickens do to you. Yeah, they're like, fuck you. They'll bite you.
Yeah. But then they'll also be like very pass aggressive, like the chicken that got in the way of Gilda's Rolls Royce on Auckland. Yeah.
exactly. I mean, they're passive enough to eat them, you know, so that's good.
They don't have enough, they don't get enough credit. You know, those chickens, they really, you know, they live a dangerous life.
You know what? They've got some spunk, yeah. Those chickens. So, yeah, the, everything's going terribly. They crash into the dock, but it's more of like a
yeah, because basically the boat, what had happened was that the boat was like drifting away, but there was still one line attached to the dock that the dock worker didn't like take off. And so as a result, the boat sort of got pulled back in. And so then the boat like bumped into the dock and it like scratched up the boat and everything. But Bravo made it seem like,
yeah, yeah. The band is going down and they're still playing. Yeah, so Kate's like, uh-oh, Dad's mad. Okay, you did nothing to this coffee, right? Does this one have the sleeping pills I told you to give the ladies or no? All right, go give this to the captain. He's mad. I'll take it. I'll take it. Like, everybody's, like, running. Nico's like, pass the other way. Go around. Go around the captain.
And Chris is like, so is the boat, is like the boat damaged? He's like, oh, wasn't me, dude. Wasn't me, dude.
It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, Nico did not
can't
like
say that.
That.
It wasn't you because you don't do anything.
Yeah.
So the captain's then, like, Nico, the bridge, how bad is it? And you know I'm pissed because I'm leaning back real far right now to look scarily calm. Okay.
Meanwhile, downstairs, Bruno and Nico were talking, and I just thought this was funny because Bruno's like, oh, so now I understand because I understand knots now, so we're trying to float away, but the lines pulled us back in. Oh, it's going to hit so hard. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now that I know you have to untie it so it stays away from that wood thing, I get it now. He's like, great.
And then Bruno's like, well, time to shine. And they just cut to Chris trying to put a green bean in his mouth and it falling out. Can't even put a green bean in his mouth.
And the captain's like, come on, Nico. They're just sitting around. That guy can't even eat a green bean. They're just standing around watching. They don't know crap, dumbasses.
Get They're that goddamn dumb. Green bean in your goddamn mouth. If you have to see it fall out one more time, you're never going to get a Haricot Verde ever again in your goddamn stupid face.
Also, stop crashing into the dock. It's like Nico's like, what do you want me to do, dude? What do you want me to do? So Chris is like, is the captain pissed? Is it damage? She's like, are you fucking kidding? So there now is snack time. And Bree's like, guy, ladies, we have some snacks coming out. And they're like, woohoo! Woohoo! And one lady goes, oh, I thought she said sex. And they all start laughing. They're like, you go, girl. Love you, girls.
They're having a great time. It's a far walk from Cathedral City. So now the anchor goes down. Now it's time for lunch. And Matt's like, you know what? I'm going to make something fresh and simple. I was like, oh, what a surprise. We're going to like try to maybe outdo our Caesar salad that we did last time.
He's like, here's some fruit I cut up, guys.
I was thinking about putting some meat on two slices of bread and calling it a sandwich.
You guys, let's talk. Crinkle or curly? Or steak? Steak fries. Which kind, guys? Go either way. It's all simple in the end.
So, I mean, I've trained under the best chefs in America, like Danielle Belude and Thomas Keller. And one thing I learned is that sometimes you can be crazy. You can put a steak fry with a waffle fry. It's crazy. Crazy world.
He tells us, every chef has his highs and lows. You know, we have our artistic dishes that we concentrate on, you know. Mine is making a customer happy. And that's why I'm serving the Chinese chicken salad. Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's why everyone's getting tuna salad in a cup of iceberg.
With some Trader Joe's peanut sauce, guys. I'm on it. Anybody want some sticky rice? I know how to do that, too. Got some in the fridge.
I know they're probably feeling homesick, so here, I got a cheese platter from a local supermarket. I left the plastic on. They can pry it open themselves. It'll feel like home.
They have to shake it up first.
Here, handy snacks.
So with some more anchor drama, they're anchoring again. And Nico's with Baker, and he's like, yeah, it's like, unroll, chain sound. And he goes, you see the color? And she goes, blue, right? I love fucking Baker. Yes, Baker, blue. But thanks for clarifying. Blue, right? Yes, that's the color. You're doing it well.
Yes, you are already seeing the colors. So so now Kate has to go onto the island because she has to find a disco ball for the disco party that night. So she's basically telling Jen, okay, all you need to do is every 7 minutes, you need to check in on the guests. Jen's like, okay, got it. I opened this box. Kate's like, no, don't touch that plate. Okay, I'll do the note. Don't touch that. All right, I'm just going to climb into the note. No climbing, just check in on the guests every 7 minutes.
Okay, but what if I touch this? She's like, don't touch things. She's like, just put stuff where it goes. Like this? No, that doesn't go there. Okay. Well, I'm going to touch this. No, don't touch that. Touch this. It's a cabinet. You open it.
I mean, Kate and Captain Lee, they must be, they've got the worst crew ever. Because then Kate, they have the tender all ready for her. And Nick, the new first mate, he's like sitting at the edge of the tender where Kate has to like step onto. And he like won't get out of the way. She's like, could you move over? And she's like grasping onto this thing, and the boat's drifting away, so she's about to fall in the ocean, and they're like, everyone's like yelling at Nick, like, hold her. He's like, huh?
He's like, jump on my lap, I'm a day player. He's like, nope, I will not do that. Please move the boat closer. Inside, Jen is feeling so sad because she doesn't know how to do anything, and she tells us, micromanage much? Yes, Jen. Yes, well, you don't know, like, how to do everything.
Kate's like, you need it. So, yeah, Jen's like looking for a Sauvignon Blanc in like the boiler room or something, and then she's like, she keeps coming out to the women and being like, here's your wine and your beer, and everyone's like, I also ordered a champagne. Oh, and she's coming in and out. And I don't know if you caught this, but the cameras cut to Bruno sitting, like standing like next to the women, like but lower down, and he had his hands and his chin on the deck, just like watching everyone and smiling, like, this is fun. What crazy women, so happy. I love this show.
I wonder if any of them will ask if I'm tired. It's like happy for one moment. So the chef gets a moment with Brie in the kitchen, and he's flirting, you know, because on this show, people only flirt with the hot one that they could possibly bone, because that's just below deck tradition. So she's in there, and he's like, duh, 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 duh. And she goes, you're flirting with me by humming You Can Show Me the World? And he's like, yeah, but maybe I could, you know? It's a whole wide world out there.
She's like, this moment will not be scored with a ukulele. Thank you very much.
Yeah. She's like, first song I learned and discarded it because it's lame. But he's like, she's a girl. She'll like a Disney princess song. I'm like, oh, good.
It actually normally works, I think. Mm-mm.
I can show you the world. Make a carpet fly first, sir. I'm not going to see the world from your Prius or a train.
How about you can show us a better dish?
Yeah, exactly. So she's bringing random beer out over and up. Not Brie, but Jen. She's bringing out beer, and it's always warm, and it's wrong. Yeah. And so the lady's like, honey, this is wrong, and it's kind of warm. So she comes back again with the wrong thing. And she's like, honey, okay, maybe next time check the refrigerator to see if it's working. She's like, okay.
Honey, hi. So this is the fourth time I'm asked for a beer, and you've just brought me a live crab. So
maybe. She's like, I thought you were saying bear. That's why I keep bringing bears. Roar!
Like I said, it's a crab.
And that's a nice customer because she's still drinking the warm beer. Like every time she comes back, she's like, this was warm. It was terrible. But at least I don't have to go downstairs. Thanks, stupid person.
So then it's like later on and they're putting away the slide and everyone's like, all the deckhands are like climbing all over the slide to put it away and pushing it and pulling it. And Chris is just standing there and be like, whoa, hey, the sky looks sick, man.
And Nico goes, we have to put this on top of that thing. And he goes, what? We have to lift that? I don't know about that, bruh. That's hard. So Nico and Bruno are trying to do it. And he's like, you just do it till it's up there. Bruno's like, oh my God, tired. And Chris really does just watch them. Like, this could harm me in some way. Good luck, guys. I'm supporting you by supporting you. Good luck. Look at the sunset. The sky is sick, bruh.
Yeah. So now it's nighttime, and Kate comes back with her decorations, and she's like, oh, I got decorations, and look at this, I got a new ring. And Jen's like, what? I was checking on these guests every 17 minutes. It was so hard. Well, see, it was supposed to be 7 minutes, but yeah.
She took the time to ring shop.
Jen.
That's why the beer was warm. I like that Jen still can't figure out why people think she's stupid. Yeah. It's so cute. So is this in the sunset? There's so I don't know what's going on half the time in my notes.
Well, yeah, it's been a sunset. It's because it's nighttime now, and now Nico's telling Captain Lee that Chris isn't taking the job too seriously, and Captain Lee's like, "All right, well, guess what? We're gonna put Chris on anchor watch." And I swear to God, when he said that, I started to chuckle, and I was like, "Oh my God, I've watched too much Below Deck. If like the threat of anchor watch makes me chuckle, like, oh, that'll show him."
Yeah, but it also makes me wonder what Sandy was talking about on Med, because Wes was very proud to do Anchor Watch. He's like, I'm on Anchor Watch.
Well, because Nico said something at one point where he was like, do we need to do Anchor Watch? No, it's not like the Med. So I get the sense that maybe the Mediterranean's deeper. Maybe there's a greater need. Like, it's more of an important thing than in the Caribbean.
Oh, because on that one, the boat like turned around 20 times, remember? And they had to undo the pretzel of ropes. Bruno's, he would have pooped out of like something. He would have just pooped. He would have pooped his pants.
Why we need like, see, why do I have to learn knots? The yacht makes knots for us.
Oh, are you going to tell him he doesn't know knots? Go on, tell him. Stupid Bruno's all defensive.
So
he's like, yeah, we'll make him sit up there. I'm like, that sounds safe. Putting Chris like with all the computer controls while everyone's asleep. Sounds great, guys.
So meanwhile, it's time for dinner. So Kate is now like the what is it? The bloom is fading, the shine is fading, whatever it is. Kate's like, they say that chefs' personalities are like their food, and with Matt, that's especially true because everything he makes is just a little bit bland and Canadian.
Cut to him going, all right, we're going to put some dill on that potato salad, right?
Literally, yeah. Salmon with potato salad and broccoli. Great.
So Nico breaks the news to Chris that he's going to have to do Anchor Watch. And Chris is like, is that a show? And he's like, no, it means you have to stay up all night.
I love that movie.
Yeah. And he's like, till when? 7 at night? He's like, no, in the morning. Oh, sick. I didn't bring a book. That was a mistake. You do not have... What are you going to read?
Yeah, what exactly? Prove exactly. It. Exactly.
So Kate is like, Jen, you're stupid. So you're going to have to wear a really uncomfortable wig that's going to make you look half racist and half like, what's her face from Three's Company? Joanne DeWitt from Three's Company.
Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce DeWitt. Thank you.
Looked more like Kristen Wiig's character that, what was that character from SNL she did that where she... I actually didn't think it was ever it a good is, character.
Yeah.
Well, it was like she's a school girl who was like, not me,
And that's what Jen did. She was like, what? I have to wear a wig? Really? There's no doubt in my... Oh, I'm echoing, right? Sorry.
No, you weren't.
She's like, there's no doubt in my mind that Kate is hazing me. I'm like, oh, girl. She was hazing you when she showed you the toilet paper triangle. Okay, this is like beating you up in a parking lot. Get it through your head, Jen. Learn.
Yeah. Exactly. So dinner is served. The women are treated to a very lovely arugula salad. They're like, oh, wow, arugula. Wow, that's exciting.
Oh, my God, you envisioned this, girlfriend.
And Bruno is over with Baker, and he's already starting to complain. He's like, no, I have to be awake with the guests. When they go to bed, I go to bed, which is hard because I'm tired right now.
Why do I have to be up? Does somebody need something tied this late? I'm tired.
I can't work on my knots anymore.
Scrolling. I love Bruno's whining. So now they're... Is this where they get ready for the party?
Salmon and broccoli, and then Nico's cleaning, and he's like, I give myself 10 minutes to cry in the morning, and then that's it. I'm like, Nico, that doesn't seem healthy. But then Jen is upset. She doesn't want to wear her afro because she spent a lot of time on her hair. Also, again, like you mentioned, it feels slightly problematic, but she gives it to a guest. At one point, because Jen tells the guests, like, I secretly can't wait to be out of this wig. So they're like, oh, we'll put it on. So this lady puts it on, and she's like, oh, look at this wig. And it cuts to Kate's face. And she just says, again, she has that flat face, like, this is a breach of wig protocol.
They're taking too long to learn the rules. Not laughing. Yeah, Kate had, like,
when
mad
I give
face.
You a wig, you stay in a wig.
I do not care about your curls. And that is how you will learn, ma'am.
So now it's time for Jen's latest challenge, which is pick 7 sprigs of mint and put one on each dessert.
Oh, my God. Poor thing. And then she holds up the mint and she's like, is this it? Mint smells. I mean, I could get it if it was anything else, really. But it smell it. And he goes, yeah, do it. And she's like, okay, like this? And he's like, yes. So she starts looking over the leaves and she's like, whoa, is this one good? She's like, oh, my God, never mind. God damn it. I'll rely on the dill.
He loves me. He loves me mint. He loves me.
He's humming, I will not show you a whole new world. Get the fuck out of my kitchen. You ruined the mint on the potato or whatever it was. So poor guy, even he's like, that girl's stupid.
Yeah. And so now she's getting frustrated because it's like, Jen, we need you to clear the plates. Jen, put the mint. Jen. So she's like, I just need a moment. I'm going downstairs. So Jen goes downstairs. And Kate's
she
like,
actually said, I have to put it back because I took it out. But she's trying to figure out where to put the mint back when she just got it out. I mean, you can't make this shit up. Okay,
yeah,
carry
it's
on.
Like, you can just leave it on the counter for 1 second. So Kate just like follows Jen. She's like, we're actually doing dinner right now. I don't know why you're going downstairs. And Jen's like, it's a lot because everyone's asking me to do a lot of things. It's like, well, people are asking you to do a lot of things because there are a lot of things that need to be done. Yeah, but whoa. She's like, and then Kate goes, let me tell you one thing before you interrupt me. Dinner is, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
She goes, oh, little fucker. And she's hilarious. Acting so innocent. Yeah, and Kate's like, you're hilarious. I get that it sucks, but that's part of working on a yacht. Sometimes it sucks. Okay, little girl, you know, now go down the stairs, do what you, and she's like, yeah. And then she goes downstairs. She's like, everyone's telling me things. It's like, what are you going to do? Like, stand in the guest room and, like, cry on a fitted sheet. It'll be okay. No one's been yelled at on this show.
No, this is like very much the millennial cruise line right here.
I still get yelled at. That's how you get people to learn, you know? It's called leadership, okay?
So, you know, Matt brings out the bread pudding and everyone's happy. And while the guests are eating the bread pudding, Matt pulls a little trick out of the Chef Adam Below Deck Med chef guy playbook. He's like, hey, Brie, I got some peanut butter here for you. And she's like, oh, my God, you know me so well.
I'm not even going to eat the banana like that last douchebag did while you were left alone with a spoon of peanut butter. His is cheap. It's peanut butter. So sad.
It's not
so Bruno. What is Bruno looking at? I don't know why I'm writing Bruno.
I don't know,
except that he just keeps looking sad.
Yeah.
So Kate's like, look, it's a disco. Look, it's a disco. They're like, woohoo.
Kate, at one point, they show Kate hanging up like this elaborate decoration of like shimmering, this big shiny shimmering decoration, and it like falls down onto the coffee table. And she's like, "I was like, I think this is Kate's very first ever recorded gasp. I don't think she's ever been surprised by anything, but that disco decoration did a number on her."
Yeah, she's like, "This disco is so real." Yeah. So let's see. The girls are partying in that room. So Baker to Bruno, she's like, "All right." So you basically get the setup now, right? You get the setup. And he's like, I don't understand why I gotta be awake. And Kate's radioing Jen, who's like crying downstairs somewhere. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm gonna finish a bed and then I'll come back. So everybody's like freaking out over nothing. Like someone had to get mint.
Yeah.
And Bruno's just like generally tired.
He's just sulking.
Yeah. And the music's like dun dun, dun 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 dun, breakdown.
Yeah.
So
Matt, I have to say also around this time, have you noticed that Matt keeps calling Brianna young lady? He's like, all right, young lady, enjoy your peanut butter. Have a good night, young lady. See you tomorrow, young lady. I'm like,
creepy.
It's a little creepy. So now there's like this little anchor watch class. Nico's like, quick anchor watch class. So the deckhands all learn how to do anchor watch. And then downstairs, the guests are dancing to their disco, they're spilling, they're having a great time, and Matt's off the side saying things like, yeah, we want to bang Breeze. It's all being cross-cut, like all this stuff, anchor class and disco, and Matt like, I want to bang Bree, you know? And then it gets to Bruno, he's like, I'm tired,
that's all I want to bang, the tired, okay?
And Kate's like, I get it, but like, you probably is not a good idea to tell the chief stew that you don't want to do something because you're tired. And so Bruno's like, sitting here doesn't mean I'm actually not doing anything. And Kate goes, it means you're not doing much.
Yeah.
Which was like,
oh, so you're saying I'm not doing enough? Like, he's going to try and have some fight. He's like, oh, so you say I don't work hard? Is this what you say? That I don't work? That I don't care? Because I care! She's like, literally, I asked you to, like, take a placemat upstairs. What are you crying about?
Yeah. And he's like, why you not say something at the beginning of dinner? If you need me to, like, dance with them, like, why you not say something at the beginning of dinner that you know, like, that you want Bruno to go dance tonight? Like, why you wait till I'm tired? Why not tell me earlier? And Kate just starts to smile because she knows she has him. And she goes, Bruno, how much advance notice do you need to participate in the charters? Oh my god, between that
he's still upset and he's still so right in his mind. It's so funny. He's like, she no see me working the 18 hours. I was like, nobody has seen you work 18 hours, okay?
You come down here and you're all judging me for being tired. And she's like, I'm not judging you, it's a fact.
Yes, now please get up and do something. No. Like, oh, good.
I'm tired, Kate. I don't want to be up for disco dancing.
Like a sweet baby with an 8-pack, you know?
God. So, when he said, it doesn't mean I'm not doing anything, and she said, you're not doing much.
He stayed seated. It's like, I'm sitting down.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Chris is up at Anchor Watch, and he's moping, and he's like, ugh, bro. It's like 3 in the morning, then 4 in the morning, then 5 in the morning. He's like, dude, like, you could either, like, tell me what I've done wrong, and then, like, I'll fix it, or I just have to, like, assume I've done something wrong, and vaguely not really know what, and then, like, not have enough sleep. So, I'm like, shut up. You've been told, like, 5 different times what you need to be doing.
Just communicate it to me. You did wrong, and now you have to stay up all night. Although, why the dumb guy who could crash the boat is staying up all night when he's already stupid, I feel like that wasn't a wise punishment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, get less sleep. We need less of your brain space is what we need. Okay, yeah. Eyebrow yeah. guy.
So the next morning, Chris is taken off of Anchor Watch, and we get to see some shirtless Captain Lee walking around.
Hot. That's a first, right?
I'm not sure if it's a first or not, but
I think it's like a first in his life. I like to think of Captain Lee always in his uniform.
Yeah, he's just constantly. That's what. In fact, he'd be a very easy Stitch Fix client. He's like, all right, this is what I want. Uniform. Yeah.
Tommy Bahama, some khakis, and some of those sockless shoes.
And rules. Can you send me a box of rules?
So let's see. Now it's parking drama. Park the boat. Parking drama. Park the boat. And still, nobody knows how to do it.
There's a missing cleat. Bow line is down. Baker's, like, throwing ropes. She's like, here we go. And then it's like, Captain Lee's like, if you're going to throw that thing, get it to the goddamn deck.
When I say lost the thruster to this group of greedy pies, it just compounds the problem. It adds a word into their vernacular that they need time to process. Bunch of goddamn idiots.
They are a bunch of idiots because the thrusters do go out, and they're all like, huh? And, like, even Matt, the yacht chef, comes running out and, like, pulls off the ropes and does, like, what has to be done. Like, even Matt could figure it out. Not that he's, like, dumb, but the point is he's the yacht chef, and he was doing more than the deckhands.
Oh, yeah. He's earned his way up.
That's right, young lady.
I've cooked this salmon before when I was working my way up to yacht chef. So it's time for goodbyes, and she's like, thank you guys so much for making my vision board become dancing pictures on my bedroom wall. Thank you. Might I add, woohoo.
And now time to work on my next vision board, Sandals Resort.
I want to go to that place where you wear beads that you pay with. Okay. Like the med, what is it?
Club Med?
Yeah, you buy beads to, like, pay for drinks.
Oh, at my Club Med that I went to with my family, there were no beads. It was just like it's, raccoons.
It's Ben. He's comped. We know what to do, so.
Oh, man. No, all, so everything was included. All the drinks were free at Club Med. My Club Med.
Yeah, like, you buy the package, and then I don't know. I've always heard you pay with beads.
I've heard about that too. Now that you say
it sounds glamorous to me. I get the poor person like my vision board is going on a discounted cruise.
How do you even pay with beads? Do they come off your neck? Do you have to unclasp a necklace every time?
I don't know because I've never done it. So it's just a made up answer in my mind.
Well, all I know is that I went to a Club Med and I had to pay for nothing with beads. I just would sit myself down at the bar and I'd say, I would like a drink. And then they had to be friends with me. And unlike Bruno, they were like up for the challenge because they like Club Med employees have to be friends with you. And it was weird. It was like I suddenly had like automatic new friends. Like, hey, Ben, what's going on? You gonna do some archery tomorrow? Come on by. I'm doing archery.
Yeah, hell yeah. That service.
Yeah, but it was creepy. It was honestly creepy.
Service people all know it's creepy. We think it's creepy, too. We're doing it.
Yeah.
But we have to. We have
it's
to
one
make
thing
it
to be like
really
friendly.
Fucking special.
It's one thing to be like a friendly bartender or whatever, but like when you're sitting at the bar and then like three Club Med employees come and they sit down with you and they're like, hey, you know what, do this activity. And I understood exactly what was happening. I was not holding it against them. But it's weird. And the sad thing is like after like day four, I started to actually treat them like they were my friends. Because I had nothing else to do at Club Med. And it was 32 degrees out. Club Med and other pools were heated. I couldn't even go swimming. All I had to do was like sit around while watching lots of babies running around this resort and ibises. I just stared at birds waiting around, ibises and flamingos. And then I hang out with my fake friends.
Well, they are kind of your friends by the end because we all like each other in the end. Like if you force each other to be polite to each other and fake a relationship, a lot of times real relationships come
it's
out
true.
Of it, you know? Yeah, that's how you
make it. Till you make
fake it to make it, darling. It's how I learned the time step.
That's right.
So this lady was just pretending that she was on Below Deck the whole time and it finally came true. And so at the end, she's like, you guys, we appreciate your service. Your delivery time was great. If I had a question, customer service was right there, like leaving her review. And then is the time for the meeting.
Yes.
Dun 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. How is Captain Lee going to react? Well,
I'm pissed. That's how.
Yeah.
I was party to two of the worst dackings and undackings I've ever been involved with.
I can tie my shoe.
Shut up over there. Just keep zip your lips. All right, there, buddy. He's like, it was a good charter. The food was stellar. The girls, hey, girls over there, you're good on service, girls.
Matt's like, yes, young ladies.
We're making progress, except for
dun 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 dun. And then, you know, he yells and gets mad and stuff.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? There's definitely going to be a change in configuration on this crew. Count on it.
So it's like, ooh. And then Chris afterwards is like, ugh. Like, either, like, make a change or don't. But, like, don't promise to do it. And then, like, stress everyone out because then we won't be as productive. I'm like, stop blaming your productivity on what random people say to you. Okay? Just be productive. And then you won't have to.
How do you expect me to work when I'm worried about, like, how mean you're being to me? Yeah. Like, I'm not feeling inspired. Shut up. Mop. Inspired.
Yeah. You don't need inspiration to chamois.
Yes, no one is inspired to chamois, okay?
Yeah.
No one was born with a vision board that lame, okay? You just do it. Shut up.
So then it's at nighttime. They're all going to go out. Baker's like, I think I'm going to wear a bra so you can see. One that you can see. I don't know. Should I wear it so you can see it or not see it? I'm like, well, this is your story arc for the episode, so this is very exciting.
Blue? Is it blue?
Yeah, Baker has three lines, but they're always really funny.
Should I wear a bra? You can see.
It's like, okay, Baker, thanks for being here. So they're all getting ready to go out and flip the boat. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
Where are we after this?
So now they're at the club. Time, right? They're at the club, and Brianna's dancing. She's sort of dancing alone, and Matt's like, oh, yeah. And Nico's like, dude, if you want it, you got to make a move. Like, now's your moment. Like, do it now. Make your move. So Matt's like, all right, I want to lick her blue nut and bang her and just so sexy that ass. And he's like, so, do you want to go on a date next time we have a day off?
I'm like, yeah.
For all his, like, talk of, like, I want to lick her blue nut, he's, like, very, like, demure.
It's gross to see how gross guys are, right?
Yeah.
Because they're like, yeah, you want some peanut butter? Here's some peanut butter in a spoon.
Yeah.
And then, I'm going to fuck her. It's like, gross.
Yeah.
But thanks for a peek behind the window.
Meanwhile, Jen is in the background, drunk, being like,
she's like, I never drink. I never drink. I'm drinking. Kay, are you mad at me? I never drink.
So Brianna says yes this date, but then they all pile into the van or the taxi to go back to the boat, and Jen will not give Matt any more legroom. She's like, if you have my legroom, sit right there. And I actually got like very nostalgic to Invite Only Cabo. I was like, oh, please bring this show back. But on the ride back, Brianna says to Nico that she was sad that he didn't dance with her, and he's like, I know. I was like, uh oh.
Yeah, and she's right in between him and the chef on the van seat. And the chef's like, I'm not watching this. I'm looking out the window because I'm confident. And she's like, Nico, why didn't you dance with me? Didn't you see me? I was in front of the lit wall. He's like, yes.
You know, like they have something more flirty. And Matt's just like, God damn it. I can't wait to offer her a snack later. Bang that bitch.
Like, gross.
So good.
So then they get back onto the yacht. And Bruno carries Jen onto the yacht. She's like, whoa. He's like, I'm tired of holding you. Yeah. But
we'll hear about that for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Remember when I carried somebody? Oh, my God, I'm so tired still from that.
So it's 2:30 in the morning, and Nico's in his room, and he hears, like, thumping in the hallway. And I just assumed it was Jen just, like, bouncing her way down to her room. But it's actually Bree, and she was checking on Nico, so he was okay. And she's like, you're really handsome. He's like, yeah, you're really beautiful. And, like, it's, like, a moment, and then all of a sudden Matt just shows up, and there's, like, ugh.
It's like, sorry to break this up, but I got to masturbate under this guy for the next 45, so can we get on with the night, guys?
Can you guys move along? I got to plan out my next salmon and broccoli dinner. Oh, whoa, I guess I just did it, huh? Okay.
But he's not thrown off at all. He's like, that girl's hot, right? They get in the bunks, and he's like, yeah, I want to bang that girl. I'm like, oh, jeez.
And that was basically the episode. And next week, there's going to be a new crew member. So I think either Chris is getting fired and Kelly's coming back, or I think it's just Gareth coming back from whatever illness he had.
Oh, okay. Well, they've never showed Gareth anyway, right?
No, they showed Gareth and Darianne. Gareth had to be removed because he got ill last week.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like the announcement of a cast member.
No, but I think they're probably going to show it to make it look like there's someone new coming. Like, I think that in the teaser they're making it look like someone's coming back, but I think it's probably just Gareth.
Oh, everyone's like, oh, hey.
Watch out for Nick. He really gets in the way.
Yeah. Nick's blocking everything.
Nick's like, you can't come on the boat. I'm going to stand here. Hold him, Nick. Hold him. So that's it. Everyone, thanks for listening. Tonight we are doing our live show in Chicago, so that's gonna be amazing. We cannot wait to see everyone tonight. Go buy tickets for our San Francisco show when they go on sale on Friday, and
we're so excited.
And don't forget to take part in our Clear the Phlegm contest to win Caroline Fleming's new cookbook called Cook Yourself Happy the Danish Way. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram and do hashtag cook yourself happy and hashtag Krappens Phlegm, and then we're gonna look and see who has the best Caroline Fleming's Ode to Caroline Fleming in their Instagram. So should be fun. I'm excited to see this.
Clear
the Phlegm.
Everyone, thanks so much for being with us. We will see some of you tonight and see the rest of you tomorrow.
Bye. Woo.